Where two or three have gathered together in my name, Jesus said, I am there in their midst. Our gathering in Jesus' name, regardless how humble, is graced by the actual personal presence of the risen, glorified Son of God. It is in the midst of the gathering of the body of Christ, which is the church, that Jesus takes his place as head of his body and leader of his church. This truth, voiced by our Lord, is one of the most uplifting and empowering of all mysteries revealed in the New Testament. It's the fulfilling of the prophecy of his birth, that they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And if God is actually with us in our midst, not even the gates of hell can prevail against us. Jesus' presence in our midst completes the body of Christ, for what is the body without the head? As Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Yielding to our Lord, who is present in the midst of his assembled church, is to grant him first place in everything. When Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is enthroned in our gathering, his peace reigns in the hearts of those present. There is no hurry, no confusion, no conflict. When we look to the chief shepherd and guardian of our souls, he leads his flock in green pastures, safe folded to rest. When Jesus is enthroned in our midst, he fills our hearts with the joy of entering into his triumph. Jesus said, truly, whatever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. And again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Caught up in the spiritual reality of fellowship with our Lord in the midst of his body, the church, we experience God's answer to our prayer, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.